This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is a singer whose heart was recently stolen. No worries, though. I called the cops, and it's been safely returned. Please welcome Life Jennings. How you doing?
Yo, I'm good. What's up, Z?
Hey, not too much. New album on the horizon. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you were working at a switchboard for 911 and a man called up saying, "My heart's been stolen, I've fallen and I can't get up," how would you respond?
I would tell him, well, okay, we're going to send the paramedics out, and all the paramedics would be strippers.
That might solve the problem.
Heard up. That'll help him.
I think so. The new album is entitled Change. What is the single biggest positive change you've made in your life?
The single biggest positive change? This took responsibility for my own life. You know, a lot of times we sit around waiting on people and we say we're going to wait till tomorrow. We're going to wait till the money get better or till we have more time. But in reality, you know, what we want to do, we do. So that's probably the biggest change I made.
There's a popular and very cliche phrase that states everything happens for a reason. If you could actually go back in time, though, and change something that you contemplated but never did anything about, what would you alter?
You know, I don't know. You know, that's a tricky question because, you know, I'm at a point in my life that where, I feel like I'm happy, I'm successful right now. And if I change one thing in the past, it might alter today.
That's fair. Unlike your first two albums, Change features a wide variety of feature guests and producers. What, or possibly who, made you mix it up and bring on collaborators such as Wyclef and Snoop Dogg, or producers The Underdogs?
I'm definitely a producer. That's not my passion. I think that people always do better when things are their passion. And I actually, you know, had a chance to sit down with Wyclef and do some stuff with him. And music are those guys' passion, and I saw how good they were at it. And I really wanted, you know, to be able to just focus in on my passion, which is the writing and the singing, and let another guy who, that's his lifelong dream right there, to be a producer, go ahead and do what he does.
Another song on the project, She's the Ish, it's said to be an ode to confident women. Life, obviously confidence is a major factor when looking for someone special. So if confidence tips the scale in a positive direction, what is one negative attribute or characteristic that tips that same scale in the opposite direction for you?
I got a lot of turnoffs, but one of them in particular is name dropping. You know, you meet a lot of people in the business talk about their exploits or, you know, their travels or whatnot. But, you know, it's almost like when you name dropping, oh, I was with Michael Jackson, I was with this person or that person. It's almost like you're trying to prove to me that you are somebody. When in reality, when I first met you, you're going to get treated with the same respect and courtesy that I would treat Michael Jackson or whoever else that you name.
Definitely. There are a few songs on the new album where you breach a variety of touchy subjects, such as the AIDS epidemic. Now, very few artists over the current decade, at least, have brought up the topic of AIDS. Only one that comes to mind off the top of my head is T-Pain. Why is it that's the case, and how can that change?
I think it's political. You know, when you align yourself with political issues, you kind of, you know, some shows really don't want you to come on them because they lighter shows. It's already just a few shows, but then you shrink that number more drastically when you are a certain kind of person. And I think, you know, how we can change that is somebody's going to have some success with doing it. And then other people see that, you know, you can be successful doing something like that and still be accepted on these shows and stuff.
In addition to being an artist, you have a second full-time job, and that's fatherhood. So which is more difficult, life, music or parenting?
I think parenting is more difficult. I think with the music, you know, you can make some mistakes and people will forgive you. But I think when you make some mistakes as a father, you know, those things can alter the effect. You know, they can alter your children's lives like forever. So I'm much more careful knowing what I say around my kids than what I say on the record. You know, because I can cuss on the record or say something that I feel at the time and get some anger out of the time. But I got to really, you know, be mature and control myself when I'm around my kids.
What do you think you've learned from your kids that's helped you musically evolve?
Simplicity. You know, when you talk to your kids, you're trying to get to the point, but you try and get there in a way that's going to be clear for them. And I think I try to transport that over to my music because it's a lot of children, not in age, but it's a lot of children, maybe emotionally, maybe physically, socially, and you want to make sure that they get the message too.
Okay, same question. Let's flip it around. What throughout your music career do you think has helped you become a better parent?
Well, when you're writing a song and music, you have time to go over it and over it until you get it right. And since I write about life issues, while I'm going over and over it, I get a chance to develop it and I get a chance to think about it. You know what I'm saying? And then when I give that to my children, it's not something that I'm just saying randomly at the time. It's something I've actually explored.
Life, if either of your boys came to you and told you that they wanted to become a musician, knowing how difficult it is to break into the recording industry, would you support their wishes or suggest other, more stable potential careers?
You know, I want them to do whatever they love doing. They want to sweep streets, and that's their passion. I'm going to be behind them 100%.
It's the sign of a very good father. First, I heard you rhyme over the top of your current single, Cops Up, and I thought, maybe you want to just get creative. Then I read that you're contemplating a rap project. This is true, correct?
Yeah, definitely a rap project. I want to do something different, though. I don't know if I would just simply rap. You know, maybe I would take a rapper who's not known for singing, have him sing and me rap, you know, and vice versa, maybe.
You know, fellow singer Tyrese attempted a dual career with his alter ego Black Tie, but he wasn't able to go very far with it because people already knew him for being a singer, and I don't think they took him seriously. Do you think that artists who start off in one genre and then float to another can be taken seriously enough?
I think in the beginning, you know, people know you for what you're known for. That's just like we see Batman as a good guy. And then if Batman all of a sudden was in a gangster film and he robbing banks and stuff like that, it would take us a while. But after about 3 films, we start to associate Batman with that thug character that he's trying to be at that time.
Batman certainly has a dark side. I'll make you a deal. I will A&R your entire project if you spit 16 bars for me right now on the phone.
Wow. How about I spit 16 bars on the phone and I A&R your project?
Okay, we can do it either way, but I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Yo, you can cash me in that Lex truck with them things on it. Platinum pinky ring big enough to watch the game on it. License plate personalized my name on it. Only driving in the summer ain't never had rain on it. I'm probably the only R&B dude you knew who got them brick of Greg Brady for 22. Step on them, double down, half raw, half glue. No return policy. It is what it is.
There we go. The multi-talented, multi-faceted Life Jennings on the phone with me inside the DJ booth. I appreciate it. Life, go ahead. Give everybody a website or a MySpace page they can find out more about the brand new album, Change, which is coming this March.
2life.com. That's the number 2, LYFE.com. Or you can go to MySpace/LifeJennings, you know, or you can go to my label page, which is JesusSwings.com. You know, we all over the place. Or you can come to my house. If you really, really just have to talk to me, you know, you can drop by.
Sounds good. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and I thank you for taking the time to join me inside the DJ booth.
All right. Thank you, Z.